You know, the world's a pretty negative place, my friend, because it's filled with sin and ungodliness. And it matches up perfectly with what the Bible teaches. Now, go, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 30. See, the Bible says, "For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." He says they're willingly ignorant that God once destroyed the earth with water, and then in the future he'll destroy the earth with fire. They're willingly ignorant of both those two things. Why? Because it's too negative. Just way too negative. And I just want to be all positive all the time. Well, you know what? You are living in a dreamland. You're not living in reality. You don't love the truth. You love lies. Now, you're in Isaiah 30. I'm going to read for you from 2 Timothy 4. Because, you know, that covers why unsaved people are unsaved. Why they don't want to believe. But the sad thing is that a lot of Christians today, they don't want to know the truth in other areas of life. They don't want to hear the truth about other areas of life. Because the gospel, believing on Jesus Christ, getting saved, is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. There are so many other things we need to learn and so many other areas in which we grow. We need to make sure that we keep the love of the truth alive in our hearts at all times. And when we come to church, let's love the truth. Bring your Bible to church with you and open your Bible and don't ask yourself, do I like this sermon? Do I like what the pastor's saying right now? Do I like the implications of what the pastor's saying? Do I like the changes that I need to implement in my life in light of what the Bible is teaching right now? Do I like this? No, ask yourself, is the preaching that I'm listening to right now the truth? Is it true? That's all that matters. And if you love the truth, you'll say, I love that preaching. And you know why I love that preaching? Because it's so true. That's why I love it. Not, well, I just love it. It just makes me feel good. I love it because everything he tells me to do, I'm already doing. And everything he condemns is stuff I don't like. And stuff I don't even want to do. And he's telling me that it's wrong. And I think it's great because I've always thought that stuff was wrong. I've never liked that stuff. No. Is it true? Just sit there and just think. Is what I'm hearing the truth? And if you love the truth, you'll love true preaching. And if you don't love the truth, you'll reject a lot of true preaching just because it's not what you wanted to hear. Because often the truth is not what we want to hear. Now, you're in Isaiah 30, but I'll read for you from 2 Timothy 4. Preach the word. This is a commandment unto a preacher. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. See, sometimes the truth is in season. Sometimes the truth's out of season. Meaning that sometimes it's popular. Sometimes it's not. You know, you think of clothing being in and out of season, in and out of fashion. But you know what? The truth is sometimes popular or stylish or, it's like, you know, hey, man, I rejected the pre-trib rapture before it was cool. You know what I mean? Because things go in and out of fashion. They go in and out of style. You know, and look, but it's not about what is popular or it's not about what the style is or the fashion. It's about what the truth is, and it never changes. And the Bible says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come. And I do believe that he's talking about the day in which we're living. But I also believe that he means that the time will come in every preacher's life. I think the time came in Timothy's day. He said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts. Notice the same thing as those who walk after their own lusts are willingly ignorant. He says after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And they're choosing to go with a fable. They're choosing to go with a fairy tale or a lie instead of going with the truth because they just have itching ears. It means that they just want their lust to be fulfilled. They just want to hear what they want to hear. And if they want to hear a positive-only message, they're going to find a preacher that'll give them a positive-only message. His name's Joel Osteen. You know, they're going to go out and they're going to find a preacher that tells them what they want. If they don't want to believe that salvation's by faith alone, they'll go find a preacher that'll tell them you have to earn it yourself. And that strokes their pride. That strokes their ego. I've given up all these sins and I'm living a righteous life. I'm following the Ten Commandments and and it's all what they want to hear. It's what they want to believe. He says, people will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned to fables. Look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9, that this is a rebellious people. lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And what that means, again, the word will, they don't want to hear the law of the Lord, he said, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. The Bible tells us right here that there are people out there who just willingly just do not want to hear the truth. And they'll say to the preacher, you know, the prophet is the preacher. They'll say to the preacher, do not preach what's right. Preach us what we want to hear. Preach lies. And why would they, you say, why would anyone want their preacher to preach lies to them? Because they want the preaching to be smooth.